Hi, I'm Josh, and welcome to the Wild Nature Photography Podcast, the podcast that talks the art and the craft of nature photography. It is the 27th of October 2021, and this is podcast number 28. This is going to be an update from Finland, as well as some information on the new Adobe Lightroom update that has dropped. We'll come to that in a minute. First, I just want to give a quick update on how things are going here in Finland. So, yesterday, the temperature started to really warm up here, and unfortunately, as a result of that, a lot of the snow has actually melted or in the process of melting. It's extremely patchy now. I went out to the hide today for a couple of hours, but it's a real mess at the moment. It's very muddy. It's very patchy. It's very dirty. It's extremely wet. It's sort of knee depth in the wetland at the moment. So it's even above sort of muck boots. So it's not easy going out there. It's very difficult photography. This sort of half winter, half autumn time, when the snow is patchy on the ground, doesn't make for very clean photographs. So it's a lot of work. So I've been spending a lot of time as low as I can to try and, you know, sort of clean up the foreground and the background a bit. And that has helped to some degree. But I've just been having a bit of a look at some of my images I shot late yesterday and today, and they just lack that majesty of the all-white winter that was here a few days ago. So that's just the way it goes. I mean, this time of the year, it's going to warm up and cool down and freeze a little bit. The lake has unfrozen itself. It had completely frozen over, very thin layer of ice. But now with the warm weather, it's unfrozen again. And it's sort of at the moment trying to rain, but it's sort of half coming down as rain, half coming down as sleet, very gently. So it's actually sitting on the surface of the lake. I can see it throughout my window right now. And it may well form some very nice patterns. There was beautiful photography the other morning with fog, which was a result of the warm air that's moved in over this area and sort of just descended on the lakes and created a beautiful, ethereal, mystical, sort of environment for photography. But, of course, that warm air has caused all the snow to melt. So I've been watching the weather forecast, and I'm hopeful that, you know, in the next – well, tomorrow, according to one of the forecasts, it's supposed to snow. We will see if that actually happens. It needs to snow quite a lot. I need a really good solid base. I really would like to get 10 inches of snow. That would be fantastic because that would really clean things up again and make for some wonderful photography. I saw the wolves today. There was 8 of them that came out of the forest, although they were quite skittish today. When I moved the lens, they could see the movement of the lens and noticed it. And the second they noticed it, they were back into the forest again. So I'm not sure why that is. It may be something to do with the seasonal transition at the moment. That's certainly the most skittish I've seen them since I've been here. Not really willing to come out of the forest, but sort of just hanging back at the edge of the forest, which is really quite interesting. So I just watched them for a while to see if they would come out again. They did for a little bit, but again, the photography wasn't great just because of the difficult conditions here at the moment with the sort of patchy snow. I'm not sure what I'm going to do tomorrow, to be honest. If it doesn't snow heavily and it remains patchy like this, I may just take the day off and catch up on some paperwork and things like that and some email work and things like that, because just sitting in the hide for the sake of sitting in the hide becomes old pretty fast if the conditions are not great. I mean, I've got many thousands of images of wolves. I don't sort of need any more. What I'm looking for is really very specific at this point in time. I'm really looking for interaction between the wolves. And ideally, I'm looking for that sort of interaction in a clean white snow environment. So, I mean, I am going to be back here in February, which will give me another chance. And I've still got the better part of more than a week here at the moment, and possibly longer, actually, which kind of leads me into talking about travel for a minute. So I did book a return ticket to back home to Australia when I headed up here to Finland, which is, I think I'm actually scheduled to depart on the 6th, might be the 6th or the 8th of November. I'll have to check that. I can't remember. But that flight goes back into Brisbane, as I've talked about in a previous podcast, and that is far from ideal. There's a lot of talk in Australia at the moment about easing of restrictions with COVID now. They're talking about allowing Australians to travel overseas without an exemption from the 1st of November. Now, that doesn't actually affect me directly, as I'm able to get an exemption to get out of the country. That's how I ended up in Finland now, when most Australians are not allowed to leave the country. But what I am hoping that actually happens, because it will massively drive down the price of flights. Because at the moment, when I looked yesterday, a return flight from Helsinki to Melbourne with Qatar Airlines was €15,150 for a business class seat one way. So that's the better part of $22,000 to $23,000 Australian dollars for a one-way seat. So that's pretty crazy money. As I said, I have got a ticket, but that ticket brings me into Brisbane, and that leads me to the next problem. So Victoria and New South Wales are both talking about scrapping hotel quarantine from the 1st of November. Now, that's very good. However, none of the government websites currently reflect this. Nothing on Smart Traveller for the Australian government, or nothing on any of the other formal government websites show that this is actually going to happen, despite the media announcements by the politicians. So we're going to have to wait and see. But I think one thing's for sure, and that is that it's highly unlikely that hotel quarantine is going to be scrapped in Brisbane this year, which means if I fly back into Brisbane, I will no doubt have to quarantine for 2 weeks, which I'm trying to avoid at all costs. So I'm kind of just in a bit of limbo at the moment. I'm waiting to see what happens with these restrictions and whether they really do lift on the 1st of November, because my hope is that the airlines are watching this and that come the 1st of November, if these restrictions do lift, that they'll put on a heap more flights and I'll be able to bump my flight from going into Brisbane to going into Melbourne, or worst case, into New South Wales. So it's a bit of a waiting game at the moment. I mean, it's now the afternoon on the 27th of October. So realistically, I've got 4 or 5 days here now not to worry about it too much and just do some photography and just see what happens with those restrictions and airlines coming back into Australia. I mean, even my current flight actually is with Qatar all the way, but as I said, lands in Brisbane. But the current flight that I looked at that was €15,000 did come into Melbourne, but it was co-chair flight with Cathay Pacific via Hong Kong, which again, those two things are not really, they wouldn't be my first choice. I'm not a fan of Cathay Pacific, and I really didn't want to go via Hong Kong either. So it's going to be interesting to see how it goes with getting home. I'm not too concerned about staying up here, other than it starts to become quite expensive after a little while. So, you know, eventually I'll need to get home, and I'll need to get home before Christmas. Well, I hope I'll be home by mid-November. We're just going to wait and see what those restrictions, how those restrictions ease and what effect that has on the number of flights coming into Australia and also the price of flights. One of the restrictions they haven't talked about at all, or I haven't seen any media on, is the removal of the caps for incoming passengers, which I think is about 3,000 at the moment. I think that might be a week. I'm not sure. But that cap really needs to be removed or lifted or raised so that they can get more flights into the country, which again will help drive down prices. So again, just going to have to wait and see how that all plays out. In the meantime, I'm going to stay up here in this small cabin and try and do as much photography as I can. So shifting gears, let's talk about Adobe's new drop today for Lightroom, specifically for Lightroom, although there are updates for many of their other applications as well, including Photoshop and OCR. But the big up news for Canon shooters is that, particularly if you're shooting a new Canon camera, is that Adobe now supports CR3 format. So for 1DX Mark III users like myself or Canon EOS R5 users, you will now have access to all the canned Canon picture styles in Adobe Lightroom. And I know a number of you who are shooting Canon R5s were really looking forward to this. You weren't happy with the Adobe standard profile for the R5. This is going to be a very good thing. And it's from what I've seen so far of it today on my laptop, I'm really liking the results with the Canon neutral picture style, which I've always been a big fan of, and then tweaking to taste. So that's pretty exciting. But I think even more exciting than that is the new masking tools that are available in Lightroom. Now, these are extremely powerful, and I've had a very quick rudimentary play with them today on some landscape images that I shot here a couple of days ago. From what I can tell, this is going to be a game changer for Lightroom. This is not layers like Photoshop, but I tell you what, it's very, very close with the way the new masking tool is working. The ability to create multiple masks, to rename those masks, to have those masks work on color or on a range of other features such as auto sky detect, auto people detect. It's very, very powerful. And I think this is going to be, as I said, a game changer. More than that, it's going to be a time saver, actually, because what these new masking tools do is they really save a lot of time. You could do all these things beforehand, but you had to manually paint in and paint out areas with the brush. Now, with this using this AI technology and the ability to auto-select areas, it's going to save a lot of time. Now, it doesn't always get it perfect, but it gets it very, very close out of the box, which means you only need to tweak it very gently, I've found. But again, my testing has been very, very rudimentary of this. I knew this was coming some time ago, along with the new CR3 profiles. I just wasn't able to talk about it. I think it is the best update we've seen in Lightroom in a long, long time. And I'm really looking forward when I get home to actually processing my files on my big monitor and using this new tool, because I think, again, it's going to save a lot of time. And I think any way you can save a lot of time is very, very beneficial, particularly when you're shooting thousands of photographs, as I am. You know, if you're a wildlife photographer, you can typically have a heavy day shooting, might be 2,000, 3,000 images or even more. So being able to save time is very, very important. So I'm pretty excited with that update that came out today. If you're on the subscription model, it's a free included update. I don't know if it's actually possible to not be on the subscription model anymore. I haven't looked at that in such a long time. I still use the full-on Creative Cloud Classic, which is the downloaded version. I haven't moved to a cloud-based Lightroom system simply because I'm constantly traveling usually, and often I'm off the grid for internet. So Creative Cloud Classic just makes a lot more sense for me. But check that out. If you have not yet downloaded that new update, it should show up in your Adobe Updater. And that is well worth checking out because from what I've seen so far, very, very impressive and really, really powerful. So I think that's going to be a very useful tool for many, many photographers. So that's kind of it for today. A little bit of an update on how things are going up here, on what the situation is with travel coming back into Australia, watching that space very closely, and Adobe's new Lightroom masking that's dropped in the latest update. So check that out. That's, as I said, that's a well worth your investment in your time. I think it's very, very exciting. So I think we'll leave it there for today. It's mid-afternoon now. As I said, I took most of the day off today just because the conditions here are just not ideal for photography at the moment. As I'm looking out my window, it's extremely grey. And as I said, it's that sort of light, sleety rain that's coming down that's going to wash away the rest of the snow. Really what needs to happen is the temperature needs to drop. If the temperature can drop by 5 degrees, it will all freeze up again. And then we get some fresh snow on top. It should be fantastic. So that's it for today. I'm Josh. It has been the 27th of October, 2021. I look forward to seeing you out in the field where I hope it will be snowing heavily.